ABC Radio Australia.
We stay with soccer because when qualifying begins for the 2026 FIFA Men's World Cup, Oceania will have a guaranteed place for the first time ever. Although AFC has yet to decide on how regional qualifying will work, history tells us that the spot at the top table will almost certainly go to New Zealand. But for the Pacific Island nation that finishes runners-up to the All Whites, there would now be a second chance to make finals by coming through inter-confederation playoffs. And that's the target for the new man at the helm of Fiji's national men's team, Rob Sherman, previously technical director with both New Zealand Football and Football Federation Australia. He's also served as high-performance consultant for OFC. He signed a three-year deal with the Fiji FA, and he believes all the ingredients are there to get the Bulla Boys to the World Cup finals for the first time ever.
Well, I think there's a good foundation here in many ways. It's a very progressive FA. They've, you know, got the balance between development and performance, and they're moving in the right direction. So there's a very good foundation in that regard. In terms of domestically, the National League is pretty robust. So the players are, you know, training and playing regularly at decent standards. So from a domestic point of view, that means that we can regularly scout and select the best players. We'll have the opportunity of having regular contact using the FIFA windows to their fullest, which is a major plus as well. So generally, I think things are in a good starting position. Obviously, we can make things better. And, you know, we have a decent window to do that because the actual qualifiers are 2025. So, you know, that gives us an 18-month window in which to get that right.
In terms of getting things right, I assume one of the things that you would like to do as coach is obviously play other international sides from outside Oceania. But traditionally, that's never been the easiest thing to organise. And COVID didn't help, but it seems maybe times are changing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We are very open to expanding our experience outside the Oceania region. So we'll be canvassing certain nations to see whether we can arrange fixtures in the windows. And that's not to deny that there isn't a benefit of playing within the region. Far from that. But, you know, it is good to have a wider experience.
And as regards selection of players, I would assume that the bulk of them will come from within Fiji. But will you be casting the net wide, looking for players within the diaspora that maybe haven't come to Fiji's attention yet?
Absolutely. We will be looking at internationally based players in quite a degree, to be candid. So, you know, any listener out there who's actually Fiji eligible and playing at a standard that's, you know, NPL or above, then, you know, we'd like to hear from them.
And in terms of getting through that qualification process, on paper, it looks quite difficult. If we assume that New Zealand would get through as Oceania's number one, coming through as the second team, as it were, involves a multi-team playoff, similar to that which the PNG women's team went through a few months ago. But bearing in mind all the problems they had in the lead-up, they actually didn't do too badly. So maybe it's not such an unrealistic prospect.
Well, I think the thing is, if you capitalise on the FIFA windows, you know, we've probably got something like 6 to 7 windows prior to the actual Nations Cup, the Oceania qualification, in which to develop our way and our methodology. And then obviously, if you're successful and get to 0.5 place, then you're going into a playoff in a little bit more advanced state than the PNG women. So, I mean, Spencer did a fantastic job in preparing them in a relatively short time, and they did do very well. So, you know, I think with long distance planning, we can put ourselves in a position where we are competitive and would have a decent chance.
And what about the Roy Krishna factor? He continues to do extremely well, been playing in the Indian Super League for the last few years. He's 35 now, so come 2026, he'll be pushing 40, but I assume you would want him to be involved in some way or another.
Well, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, you know, he's an excellent player. There's no denying that. And also, he's someone who looks after himself. So, you know, longevity is not an issue, in my opinion. And you can't forego that level of experience. So Roy will be absolutely crucial through the whole campaign.
And we have the Under-20 World Cup coming up very soon, of course, with Fiji heading off to play in Argentina. How much involvement will you have in that, bearing in mind, obviously, you've only recently signed the contract?
Well, I've been working with the team for the last 6 weeks. Unfortunately, I can't actually go to Argentina. I have some prior commitments in the UK, which I need to sort out. But their boys have made rapid strides in that period. And it's, you know, actually been very heartening to see the level of understanding, the level of ability to transfer, you know, from practice to pitch. I think they'll equip themselves very well. You know, I wouldn't like to put them under any pressure in terms of what the results might look like, but they've done extremely well and should be proud of themselves. Qualification for the 20s World Cup is a fantastic showcase for some of these players. It is often the one in which clubs recruit from. At 17, they might consider the player still an unknown quantity. At 20, they're becoming more mature and more, if you like, ready for first-team football. So it's a good window. And I think that this is a very untapped region, without any shadow of a doubt.
And one of your previous roles was head of high performance at OFC, the Oceania Football Confederation. What's your assessment, if you like, of the state of play within the region, particularly as we edge towards what we're told is going to be a professional league established in a year or two's time?
Well, there's massive potential here. I think most people would agree with that. The sort of athletic capability within the region is fantastic. The enthusiasm for sport is very high. And, you know, football is highly regarded as a sport in its own right. And they've had a long tradition of playing both domestically and internationally. So I think the region has enormous potential. And obviously, if a professional league manifests itself, then that's going to be a massive bonus to each and every nation, because they'll have players in an environment where they're captive to the football environment, if you know what I mean, meaning that in the best way. So I think the region's on the launching pad for some massive strides.
Rob Sherman played international soccer for his native Wales, also played professionally for Cardiff City, Swansea City and Hull City in the various English divisions, and after a long history of coaching as well, there he is as Fiji's national men's soccer coach, hoping to get the team through to the 2026 World Cup.